Parshas Va'era, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel. Va'era el Avraham, el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov. And I appeared to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. The Ibn Ezra comments, Nevuas ha'avois ha'yisa b'marois ha'layla, al-kain milas Va'era. That means the avos received their nevuah in visions of the night. The Hebrew word for vision is mar'eh, and the word va'era comes from the same shorish of reish, aleph, and hey. Perik vav pasuk gimel ushmi Hashem lo noidati lohem. Hashem said to Moshe, but through my name Hashem, I did not become known to them, referring to the avos. Rashi is telling us that the word noidati is a verb in binyan nifal. I did not become known. It is not a verb in binyan hifil. In binyan hifil, loy hoidati with a hey, loy hoidati would mean I did not inform them or I did not cause them to know. Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk states, Re'ei nesaticha Elohim lefaroi ve'aharoi nochicha yihye nevi'echa. Hashem said to Moshe, see, I have made you a master over Paroi, and Aaron, your brother, will be your speaker. Rashi comments that the word Elohim means shofet v'roideh, a judge and a ruler, to rule over Paroi with makois v'yisurin, plagues and tortures. The word Elohim in this pasuk does not refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi continues and says that the word Nevi'echa means your spokesman. V'chein kol lishoin nevu'ah. So too, every word of the Shorish Nun Vez Aleph, usually translated as prophecy, implies Adam hamachriz umashmiya la'om divrei toichachois, one who announces and proclaims words of rebuke to the people. And the word Navi has the same shorish, as we have the words Niv Svasayim, Niv, meaning speech of the lips. The shorish is Nun Vez Aleph. The Ibn Ezra, however, disagrees with Rashi, and the Ibn Ezra writes, Ki shorish Niv Mehashinayim Lefidas Chachme Tzorafas. The word Niv comes from a two-letter Shoyrish, according to the French Chachomim. Nun Vez would be the Shoyrish of Niv. Umealume ha'ayin lefidas chachmei sforad. And from a hidden ayin hapoyel, according to the Spanish Chachomim. According to the Chachmei Sforad, the Shoyrish is Nun Vav Vez, an ayin verb, an ayin vav verb. That's what the Ibn Ezra means by umealume ha'ayin, where the ayin hapoyal vav is not heard. However, the shorish of the word navi, a prophet, is shalosh osiyos, are three letters, nun, vez, and aleph. The aleph is a letter of the shorish. A navi, a prophet, is spelled Nun Vez Yud Aleph. In the word Nevi'im, the Aleph is part of the Shorish. In the word Vayisna Be'u, as we have Vayisna Be'u B'machaneh, the Aleph is part of the Shorish. If the Aleph would not be part of the Shorish, these words would not have an Aleph in them. The Ibn Ezra adds, V'oid ki niv sfasayim k'moy peri ki hu migizras tenuva oid yinuvun b'seva. The Ibn Ezra says that the word niv in niv sfasayim actually means fruit, F-R-U-I-T, rather than speech, because niv comes from the same shorish as tenuva, and tenuva means fruit. If you look at the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Vav, the pasuk reads, Umala'u Fenei Seveil Tenuva. Tenuva there means peri or tzemach adomo. Also, the pasuk in Yeshaya Nun Zayin pasuk Yutest, the pasuk states boirei niv sfasoyim, and the Metzudas Tzion says there that the word niv means peri ki hadibur hu peri haloshoin. Dibur is the peri, the fruit of the loshoin. Also in Tehillim, Tzadik Beis, Pasuk Tezvav, Pasuk says, Oid Yenuvun Beseva, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. Perik Zayin Pasuk He, V'yodu'u Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem, and Mitzrayim shall know that I am Hashem. The word V'yodu'u in this Pasuk means, and they shall know. It's a future tense. The word v'yodu'u here in this pasuk comes with a vav hahipuch. V'yodu'u, they shall know. The word v'yodu'u can actually have two meanings. One, v'yodu'u, and they shall know, as we just had in our pasuk. But v'yodu'u can also mean, and they knew in the past. Many times, the only way you can determine the true meaning of a word is to see how the word is used in the context of a pasuk. V'yodu'u, meaning they knew, the vav would be a vav hachibur. V'yodu'u, meaning they will know, the vav is a vav hamahapech. The Ibn Ezra further explains that the word in our pasuk v'yodu'u is the same as the word v'yedu'u, v'yedu'u, which also means and they shall know. The difference is that the vav in the word v'yedu'u is a vav hamahapech, and the vav in the word v'yedu'u is a vav hachibur. The Ibn Ezra also answers the question of why the yud in the word v'yedu'u has a tere. V'yedu'u, under the yud, there is a tzere. There should have been a chirik. He answers that since the shorish of the word is yud dalid ayin, the first letter being a yud, actually there should be an additional yud. There should be two yudin, one for the shorish and one for the prefix. However, one yud is dropped, and the other yud gets a tzere to compensate for the yud that was dropped. Perek Zayin Pasuk Yudalid, Koveid Lev Paroi. Hashem says to Paroi, Paroi's heart is stubborn, and he refuses to send the people out of Mitzrayim. Rashi comments that the word Koveid, Shem Dovar, the word Koveid is an adjective, and means is heavy. The heart of Paroi is heavy. This would be the same as mentioned in the Pasuk in Parshas Yisroi, Ki chaved mimecha hadavar, for the matter is too heavy for you. If you look at Targum Unkelus, he uses the word yakir, heavy. However, you will also see in Unkelus in parentheses the word isyakar, which is a verb belonging to Binyan Hispael, and that would mean his heart became heavy. In fact, the Ibn Ezra also translates the word kaved as a verb, became heavy. So we have two different definitions of the word kaved. Perik Zayin Pasuk Yudalid, Me'ein L'shalach Ha'am, Paroi refuses to send the people out. Me'ein. The letter mem of the word me'ein means he refused. And the mem is a letter of the shoyrish. The shoyrish is mem aleph nun. And the mem has a tzere. The Ibn Ezra uses the term komatz katan, which actually is a tzere. The Lashon of the Rishonim was Kamatz Katan. However, the Lashon we use today is a Tzere. The word me'ein is a verb belonging to binyan piel. Generally, verbs in binyan piel have a dagesh chazak in the ayin hapoel, since piel is a binyan hadagush. However, since the middle root letter is an aleph, that does not accept a dagesh. Therefore, the mem gets a tseire instead of the chirik, which ordinarily is the characteristic feature of the avar in a binyan piel. This is similar to the word chereif in the Navi Shoftim, where the pasuk states, Zavulon am chereif nafshoi lamus, where chereif is also a verb in binyan piel, and the ches has a tzere because the reish cannot be makabel a dogesh. Perik Zayin Pasuk Yud Ches. Vahadogo asher bayor tomos uvoash hayor vinilu mitzrayim lishtois mayim min hayor. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Paroi, the fish in the water will die, and the river will become foul, and the Egyptians will try in vain to drink water from the river. The Ibn Ezra writes that the word dogo, shame min koilel lechol shoyreitz bamayim. Dogo means fish, and it is a general term also for all things that swarm in the water. Doesn't mean only fish, but it is a general term for all things that swarm in the water. And the word vinil'u, vinil'u mitzrayim, the word vinil'u means lo yuchlu, they will not be able. So the word vinil'u comes from a binyan nif'al, and the shorish of this word is lamed aleph hey. Rashi and others translate the word vinil'u as becoming weary and tired from seeking a remedy to drink the water. The word vinil'u has a vav hamahapech and therefore means they will be unable to drink water from the river. Perek Zayin Pasuk Chof Aleph. Vahadogo asher bayor mesa vayivash hayor. The fish in the river died and the river turned foul. Take a look at the Rashbam. This is the lashon of the Rashbam on the word mesa. Tamoy lemala shehu lishaovar. Aval mesa onoichi lahabo. Tamoy lemato. Umesa olai Rochel tamoy lemala shehu lishaovar. What the Rashbam is pointing out is that the word mesa in our pasuk is mil'el, since the verb signifies the past. But in Bereishis, in Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph, where the pasuk reads ve'im ayin mesa anoichi, the word mesa is milara, since it is the present tense that also represents lahaba, as the Rashbam puts it. Also in Parshas Vayechi, we have Va'ani Bevayi Mipadon Mesa Olai Rochel. Mesa there is past, and the word Mesa there is Mil'el. This is what the Rashbam is pointing out. So we must always be careful with this word, since the accent changes the meaning of the word. Perek Zayin Pasuk Chav Zayin. Ve'im mo'ein ato l'shaleach, hinei onoichi noigeif es kol gvolecha batzefar de'im. If you refuse to send the Bnei Yisrael out, I will strike your entire border with frogs. The word batzefar de'im, there is no dogesh in the tzadi, and the tzadi has a shvono, batzefar de'im. The Mincha Shai comments that the tzadeh of the word hatzefar de'im, al pi mesoira, does not have a dogesh, even though the tzadeh follows a hei hayidiyah, and we know that after a hei hayidiyah that begins with a patach, the next letter gets a dogesh chazak. However, in the word hatzefar de'im, Batzifar de'im, there is no Dagesh Chazak. There is only one exception in Perek Ches, Pasuk Beis, where the Pasuk states, Vayet Aharon es Yodoi al Meimei Mitzrayim Vata'al Hatzifardeya. We see in that Pasuk, Vata'al Hatzifardeya, that the Tzadeh does have a Dogesh Chazak. Question is why? Why particularly that word? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests that the word Tzifardeya is an Egyptian word, like Paroi, Tzofnas, Paneach, Pu'o, Shifra. These are all Egyptian words. And in the Egyptian language, the Tzadeh never receives a Dogesh. Therefore, in our Psukim, there's no Dogesh, even though it follows a Hayadiyah. However, in Peir Ches, Pasuk Beis, the word Hatzifardeya with a Dogesh is not the name of the Sheretz, but describes swarms of frogs. Rashi comments from the Gemara Sanhedrin Samech Zayin and from Medrash Tanchuma. Tzifardeya achas hoyisa. Initially, there was only one frog. V'hoyu makin oisa. V'hi matezes nechilim nechilim. They hit it, and it streamed forth swarms and swarms of frogs. Rav Yaakov explains, Upshutoi, yesh loimar, sheirutz hatzifar de'im, koirei lishoin yichidus, that a swarming of frogs is referred to in the singular. Rav Yaakov adds that v'zehu signoin ivri, v'chamoy shepirei shrashi b'pshutoi shel mikro, v'chivon shekein, efshar lahadgishoi mitam zeh. Since this word, hatzifardeya, is in fact a Hebrew word, lishoin ivri, it does receive a dogesh chazak only in this word. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin. V'im mo'ein ato l'shaleach, hinei anoichi noigeif es kol gevolocha batzifar de'im. The word noigeif means to destroy. If you refuse to send the Bnei Yisrael out, I will destroy your entire borders with frogs. The Ibn Ezra writes on this pasuk, v'hamafarishim nechleku b'milas tzifar de'im. V'rabim amru shehu min dog nimtza b'mitzrayim v'nikra b'lashoin arov al timsach v'yoytzei min hanahor v'choyteif b'nei adam. The Mefarshim are divided as to the meaning of tzifar de'im. Many say it is a type of fish called al timsach, which in Arabic means the crocodile. The Al-Timsach is found in the Nile in Mitzrayim, and preys upon people. Others say, Kiheim hanimtzoim berubei hanahorois shemashmiim koil, v'hu hanochoim be'inai, v'hu hayodua. Others say they are the well-known sound-producing creatures, which are found in the majority of rivers, which is, in fact, the frog. And this interpretation appears to the Ibn Ezra to be the correct one. Perek Ches, Pasuk Zayin. Visaru hatzifar de'im. The frogs will depart from you. The vav of visaru is a vav hamahapech. Saru alone, without the vav, means they departed. The word visaru in this pasuk means they will depart. The Ibn Ezra points out that the word visaru is milra, contrary to the rules of diktuk. The word should have been visaru on the samach, since the sharish is sur, samach vav reish, which is an ayin vav verb, where the middle root letter is a silent vav. And the rule is that the main accent in Ayin Vav and Ayin Yud verbs are on the Pei HaPoel, the first root letter. This is true for both Ayin Vav and Ayin Yud verbs, that the main stress generally is on the Pei HaPoel. Similarly, we find the Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, where the Pasuk states, V'gam poi loy osisi ma'uma ki samu oisi babar. Yosef said, I have not done anything to them to have them put me into the pit. The word samu is milra. It should have been milel, samu. Why? Since the Shorish is sim, sin, yud, mem, and ayin yud verb, so the main accent should have been on the Pei HaPoel, samu. Rabbi Yaakov gives the following answer to these type of questions, because we find a number of these cases and they all have something in common. When we have such words, you will notice that the word following these kind of words begin with an ois goroin, with a guttural letter. It is this guttural letter, this ois hagoroin, the ois goroinis, that has an effect on the previous word and pulls the accent down to become milra. Let me give some examples of this. In Parshas Yisroi, we have ki vadovor asher zadu aleihem. The word zadu should have been asher zadu, but the word aleihem begins with an ayin, a groinis, so this ayin had the koyach to make this word from a mil'el to mil'ra. Instead of zadu, it became zadu. In Parshas Bahaloischa, we have shatu ha'om v'lokketu. The word should have been shatu, from the shorish of shut, shin vav tes. However, since the next word ha'om begins with a hey, so the hey had the power to pull the word from a mul'el to mul'ra, shatu. The word v'tzipisa, oisai zahav tahor, v'tzipisa. The word should have been v'tzipisa, but since the word oisai begins with an aleph, the word is mil'ra. At the end of Parsha Shemos, we had Lama Hari Oisa La'om Hazeh, Lama. And in the same Pasuk, we have Lama, where the main accent is on the Lamed, Lama Zeh Shalachtani. So in the phrase Lama Hari Oisa La'om Hazeh, it's Lama Milra, because the next word begins with a Hey, the Groinis. But Lama Zeh Shalachtani remains on the Lamed, since the next word begins with a Zayin and doesn't have the Kayach to pull the stress down. Perik Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vatihi Hakinom Ba'odom Uvabehema. And the lice infestation was on man and beast. The word Kinim means lice or gnats. The word kinom means lice infestation. Be careful when laning. There are two different words, two different meanings. One is kinim and one is kinom. Rashi writes on kinom, horechisha. The word hakinom means the creeping mass of lice. Lice in the singular is kino, and the plural is kinim. However, the Ibn Ezra comments a little bit differently. Vahamem noisaf oi hutachas hei ve'einenu shoyrish. The mem of hakinom is either superfluous or in place of a hey. The mem is not a letter of the shorish. The Ibn Ezra also suggests that perhaps the shorish of the word is kain, just kuf nun, which is a variation of kina, and the mem is extra. Or if the shorish is kina, then the mem is a substitute for the hey of kino. In either case, the mem is not part of the shoresh. The Ibn Ezra makes another very interesting observation concerning the word tsefardeya and tsefardeim. He writes as follows: V'lefamim hu simon l'shoin nekevois k'moi tsefardeim ki ha'achas v'ta'al ha'tsefardeya. What this means is as follows: a mem suffix sometimes indicates a lashon nekeva in the plural, and not necessarily a lashon zachar, as the word tsefardeim, frogs. The mem in tsefardeim signifies a lashon nekeva. The word tsefardeya is nekeva, for when we refer to the singular, what does the pasuk state? The pasuk states, "Vata'al hatsefardeya," and the frog came up, and the word vata'al is a verb in the keva, in the feminine form. It's a feminine verb. Therefore, the word sephardeya must also be a lashon keva. Therefore, the mem ending of the word sephardeim must indicate the keva. And this is a chidush from the Ibn Ezra. Please take a look at it. Perik Ches Pasuk Chav Beis. Ki Toyavas Mitzrayim. Moshe said to Paroi, "It is not proper to slaughter to our God in your land. For if we will offer the abomination of Mitzrayim to Hashem, our God, would they not stone us?" There are two ways of interpreting the word Toyeva. Either the word Toyeva refers to the sheep that the Bnei Yisrael intended to sacrifice, or the word Toyeva refers to the act, the Maisa, of sacrifice. The Ibn Ezra explains as follows: Ulefi dati ki anshei Mitzrayim bimei Moshe hoyu al das anshei India sheheim yoiser mechatzi ha'olam v'chulam heim b'nei chom v'einom oichlim basar ad hayoim. According to the Ibn Ezra, the ancient Egyptians in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu had the same belief currently held by the people of India, who make up more than half of the world. All of them are descendants of Chum, just as the Egyptians are, and they do not eat meat until this very day. Gam dom v'cholov v'dog uveitzim. They do not drink blood, milk, or eat fish or eggs. V'haklal kol davar sheyetze min hachai v'heim mita'avim mi sheyoichal oisam. They do not eat anything from a living creature, and they despise any person who eats them. Umalacha nim asa be'enehem l'ois hatzoin. Shepherding is a disgusting type of work. V'ad hayoim lo yanichu adam sheyoichal basar ba'artzam. Until this day, they do not allow anyone who eats meat into their country. V'im echad mehem yavoi be'eretz nochriya yivrach mikol makoyim sheyoichlu shom basar. If anyone goes to a foreign country, he will run from any place where meat is eaten. V'lo yoichal kol davar sheyiga boi oichel basar. He won't eat anything that a meat eater handled. V'chelov tmeim be'enehem. They consider his clothing that he wears to be unclean. V'chein kosov, similarly we have in the pasuk, v'yosef ki loy yuchlun ha-mitzrim le'chol es ha-ivrim lechem. V'hine yosef kishehoyo beveis poitifar him shiloy al hakoil levad al halechem asher hu oichel ki loy yigaboy ba'avur shehu ivri. Potiphar placed everything under the control of Yosef except for the food that Potiphar ate. Potiphar would not allow Yosef to touch his food, because Yosef was an Ivri. The Ibn Ezra adds, "Ve'ein tam lishoil imkein lama hoyolahem mikneh." There is no reason to ask if this is so. Then why did the Mitzrim keep cattle? Ki chein yesh la'anshei India. Ki hasusim v'hachamarim v'hagmalim l'masa v'lirkoiv v'habakor l'acharosh v'hatzoin l'tzemer. We find the same in India. Horses, donkeys, and camels were used to carry burdens and for riding, cattle for plowing, and sheep for their wool. And it was only for this use that they kept the cattle. This is the Ibn Ezra's overview of the comparison of Mitzrayim to India. Perek Ches Pasuk Chaf Beis. Pasuk states, Hein Nizbach Es Toyavas Mitzrayim V'lo Yiskalunu. Again, Hein Nizbach Es Toyavas Mitzrayim V'lo Yiskalunu. This is asked B'Temia as a question. Moshe said, if we were to slaughter the abomination of Mitzrayim, would they not stone us? Rashi comments, B'Temia, this pasuk is read with a Temia as a question, as a wonder. The Ibn Ezra comments, Ulefi Daiti Ki Milas Hein in Hein Nizbach. This word Hein serves as the Hei HaTema. V'hinei hu kach, HaNizbach Es Toyavas Mitzrayim La'eneihem V'loi Yiskalunu. So the word Hein takes the place of the Hei HaTema, and the word HaNizbach, the Hei, has a Chatef Patach. I will conclude with Perek Tes Pasuk Lamed. Yodati ki terem tirun. Moshe said to Paroi, I know that at first you'll be afraid of Hashem. The word tirun means you will be afraid. The word is pronounced tirun. If you say tirun, it would mean you will see. The word tirun, the shorish is yud resh aleph, and the word tirun, to see, the shorish is resh aleph hey. So be careful when pronouncing this word.